This week's parsha of Parshas Mishpatim, the Torah, after giving us an incredible amount of halachos concerning damages, interpersonal conduct, how to treat our servants, variety of other different halachos, a potpourri, almost of Jewish laws, halachos, chukim, mishpatim, the Torah resumes the Sinaitic narrative. The Torah tells us about the experience of Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's supposed to ascend to the mountain, to the top of the mountain, to the top of Har Sinai. For the rest of Klal Yisrael, he says, "Vishtachavisem meirachok." You shall literally bow or prostrate yourselves from a distance. And the Rebbe Rabbi Yitzchak Berditchev in his Sefer Kiddushas Levi says so beautifully, quoting from the pasuk again, "Vishtachavisem meirachok." You shall bow, speaking to the Klal Yisrael, to the Jewish people. Parak Chaf Dalet, chapter 24, pasuk Aleph. The Rebbe says the following in paragraph A. Hine yesh lomar. And we can say, Dihine habori baruch hu etzlo, yesh kevyachol shnei bechinos. One could say that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two different states. Rachok v'karov, distant and near. Bechinas rachok, what does it mean to be distant? Hu sha'anu ma'aminim sha'or ein sof baruch hu, hu kadmo l'chol akdumim. We believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's light has no end. He was here before everything else. Ve'ein shum bria ba'olam yochol lahasigo. And no matter how hard we try, no matter how intelligent we may be, we can't understand the Ribono shel Olam. Ki afshel lemachshava lahasigo machmas, da machshava hu mechudosh, ve'HaKadosh Baruch Hu kamo nechol. The Rebbe explains, thought is an ongoing process within the mind of man. Every thought is new. Every thought is vibrant. Every thought just came into my mind. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu predates everything. He's Kadmon. He was here from the beginning. So the faculties of man, which constantly renew and regenerate, cannot understand the Ribono Shel Olam that is ancient, that precedes everything. Ve'ein shum ofan v'saraf asher yasigu oso. It's not just man. Even the angelic beings, the ofan, the saraf, different types of angels, cannot understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu either. Ki hu lemala min ha'asoga, because the Kaddish Baruch Hu is above comprehension. V'zehu bechinas rachok. Shu rachok umuvdal min ha'asoga. And the Rebbe explains that that's what it means that the Kaddish Baruch Hu is distant. Distant means that the Kaddish Baruch Hu, the understanding of God, is something that is far beyond our ability to comprehend. The comprehension of the Ribono Shel Olam defies any limitations or finitude of the human intellect. In that respect, in terms of understanding of God, He is rachok. He is far, He is distant from us. On the other hand, ubichinas karov, what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close? Hu shanu ma'aminim shavori baruch hu memalei kol amin. So amazingly enough, as much as comprehending or understanding God is something that is distant and far removed from us, yet we believe that that God whose understanding is so distant is in Him, in and of Himself, so close to us. He fills, Mamalikul Amen, like the Zohar writes, He fills every inch of space, every little bit of space in this universe. Ubegol kol amin, umakiv kol amin, les asur panui minei. There is no place in this universe that is void of the divine presence, that is void of the Shekhinah. Kimelo kala aretz kivodo. The entire world is filled with His glory. Vizo hu bechinas karov. And the Rebbe says that's what karov means. Karov means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His essence, bechvodo ba'atzmo, in His essence and His purity, is close to us every moment, every day, every unit of time, and in every measurement of physical space. So these are the two states, says the Rebbe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is simultaneously rachok and karov, simultaneously distant and near. Distant in that we can't comprehend Him. Distant in that understanding of the divine is something that is far beyond us, not within our reach. But karov, close, in that He's always by our side. That the divine presence can always be felt wherever we are in this entire universe. Va'anu b'nei Yisrael, tzrichim lahamin b'shnei bechinos haniskaros lahem. The Rebbe says, we have to accept, adapt, and understand both of these states. Ha'echad hu rachok, v'hasheni hu karov. V'zeu perish ha'kosov. This is the meaning of the pasuk in Yeshayahu. Shalom l'rachok u'l'karov amar Hashem. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, peace to the one who is distant and is close. La'os ha'tzadik. This refers to the righteous one. Sheyamin sh'Hashem yisparach hu rachok v'karov. L'zeh yisparach baruch hu mamshich kol minei hashpa'os l'olam. The Navi says that the successful Jew is able to simultaneously integrate these two levels of understanding. I accept, rachok, that God is beyond my comprehension, far and distant from me, but yet, I feel his embrace. Yet I feel so close. Yet I know in my heart that he occupies every space of the world in which I live. Paragraph C. V'hine yesh b'chinos ahava v'yira. Similarly, there are two states of relationship with God. There's ahava, love, yira. We often translate yira as fear, but perhaps the better way to state it is awe, reverence. You only have yira, the feeling of fear, reverence, awe, is only towards something that is above you, beyond you. So Rebbe says so beautifully that yira is synonymous with rachok. When I understand God as being so far beyond me, beyond comprehension, that engenders a feeling of yira, a feeling of awe, a feeling of reverence, and yes, maybe even a little bit of fear. On the other hand, when I recognize God as being karov, as being close, as occupying every little bit of space, that engenders a feeling of ahava, of love. V'zeu shekasov, and says Rabbi, this is the meaning of the pasuk. Shvihishtachavisem, duhu bechinas yira shemishtachave, leze amar mirachok. So amazing, says the Rebbe, this is what is unfolding in this particular pasuk. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the people, v'shtachavisem meirachok. The Rebbe explains that ishtachava, prostration, that is a behavior that is associated with the emotional state of yira. You bow or you prostrate yourself before something or before someone which you hold in incredible state of reverence, maybe even fear, awe. So says the Rebbe so beautifully, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I need to instill the proper midos. I need to instill the proper traits in the Jewish people. They have to have a synthesis. They have to have a combination of both an appreciation of rachok and an appreciation of karov. Vishtachavisem rachok. The Sinaitic revelation was not about closeness, was not about love, but rather it was about rachok, it was about yira. I want the people to revere me. I want the people to stand in awe of me. I want the people to know that there are certain things they can do and certain things they can't do. Vishtachavisa mirachok. Tell them to prostrate themselves. Tell them to conduct themselves in a state of reverence and awe. Tell them to cultivate the feeling of rachok, the feeling that God is beyond their comprehension within themselves. And I think what comes out of here is something quite beautiful, because it turns out that the Jewish people really had bookend type experiences. Perhaps we could suggest that the experience at the sea, Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting of the sea, was an experience of karov, was an experience of ahava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered us from danger. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was our source of salvation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us in his warm embrace. He split the seas. He defined the laws of nature because he loved us. We felt him close. In that moment, he was truly karov. In that moment, we felt ahava. And that's why the reaction ultimately to Kriyas Yamsuf is shira, is spontaneous, beautiful, love-filled song. But what the Sinaitic revelation, what Matan Torah was supposed to be, was to instill within us the concept of rachok, the concept of yira. It was to instill within us the concept of awe and reverence to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, I give myself over to you. I sublimate myself to you. Your will is my command. And that's why the response to the Sinaitic revelation ultimately was Na'aseh V'Nishma, the ultimate statement of true and beautiful obedience. That's what the Ribono Shel Olam ultimately asked of us. These are the two bookends to the Sinaitic experience, or to the Jewish people's experience. The Karov ultimately of Yamsuf, the Rachok ultimately of the Sinaitic experience, and as the Pasuk in Yeshayahu says, Shalom l'Rachok l'Karov Amar Hashem. Our job in life is to be able to simultaneously nurture these two feelings and two states. On one hand, we have to appreciate the fact that we must be obedient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is rachok. We must be obedient to a God who is far beyond our comprehension. We must live a life of na'aseh v'nishma, a life of prostration. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your wish is my command. But simultaneously, I must also nurture within myself a feeling of karov, a feeling of ahava, a feeling that God is always close to me no matter what's happening in my life, a feeling ultimately that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me no matter what I have or have not done. These are the two simultaneous states that should exist within the heart of the Jew. Halavai, we should all be zocha, v'shtachavisa me'rachok, to live lives of obedience, awe, and reverence of the Ribono Shel Olam, while simultaneously feeling the love, the warm embrace, the connection, and the connectedness of always living side by side with our God. A good Shabbos to you all.